Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Praise God. Yes, you're welcome to the service. If you didn't come with a sweater or a jacket, very sorry. Yes, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Gifted you a very big hand clap. Yes. Well, Teddy is always at her best when she's at the guitar. Glory be to God. At the guitar or on the guitar? Or both? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Eh? Yes. Tamale Mirundi was saying that there's only one school. And it is called a school. Not a secondary school, not a high school, not a college. Okay? And that is Untare School. All right? Where Kagame went, Museveni went. Who else is going there? Yeah. Chagurani didn't go there. And so he's what? He's excluded from the equation. Glory be to God. Okay? Yeah. Let's give the worship team another big hand clap. Yes, thank you so much. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes, thank you for coming. I would want to, in particular, welcome, there's a new friend of mine called Grace, Rachel rather. Please come. Please come. Yes, give a big hand clap as she comes. Yes. Do you know her? Or you saw her here in the service? Rather, before the service. Did anyone say hi to her? You did, eh? Okay, very good. Give yourselves a big hand clap. Yes, she became my friend 5 minutes before the service was started. All right? You can go back, amen? Yes, so I asked her who she is. She told me. I asked how we invited her. And, yeah, from the name she told me, definitely the person who invited her doesn't come to this church. So she says she stays somewhere around here. So one time she had sound, good sound, coming from here. Then she asked someone that, hey, what do they do there? She said, it is a service on Sunday. And, yeah, then she said, you know, is it free? Is it for paying or for? That person who told her, no, it is free. You know, you just go, it's free. Okay? She told me she hadn't been in church for quite a bit. Eh? Okay? I guess coming to a year. So that's why we warmly welcome her. Glory be to God. There's some of you who haven't been praying. You think the praying is only for Pastor and for Joanne. But there was a dream which came. Eh? We say that pray for people to come. Okay? I won't tell you to raise your hand if you've been praying. But I know many of you haven't been praying. All right? And that is very bad. That is very what? Very bad. So you should take these things of God seriously. And the way human beings are wired, a dream comes, they get excited today. After 2 days, phew, you know, that is being childish, ukano, eh? Okay, when God shows you that something is important to him, it should be important to you day in, day out. Don't just be waiting for another dream to come, then you get excited 2 days, and you know, that is carnality. Hallelujah. All right, so please pray. Amen? Yes, for some of us who have been praying, you see, God reminded someone of what? You know, no one in this church invited her. Not that you're supposed to invite her. No, you didn't know her. Eh? But what I'm saying is prayers are working, bringing people. Hallelujah. All right, so she told me she's not yet saved. Okay, and after the service, Joanne will talk to her. All right, and after, yeah, hallelujah. All right. Then there's another friend of mine. He's called Joseph Unsubuga. You've heard of him? Joseph Nsubuga, please stand up and we welcome you. Glory be to God. Joseph Nsubuga is a man who formerly, you remember like Paul, who formerly wanted to destroy the church of God. All right? That's the gentleman. You know the story. You listen to his YouTube, the testimony, and there's a book which Pastor Wandera of Deliverance Church has written. Basically, he's the testimony of Joseph Nsubuga. Okay? You who think that there's nothing called under the water, Amazi Mawavu, that man has been there. All right? He's been there. Okay? Yeah. The first time he went there, someone who took him on the sea, the lake. Then as was someone, a rock, you know, somewhere, you know, the rock began descending. Okay? And before he knew it, he was in another world. And the guy who had taken him, you know, who was him, he turned into a dog. You remember? All right? Yeah, he will tell you about Grace Rubega. They were together in their things. Okay? Grace Rubega is a Satanist proper. That is why the thing is preaching, you know, it is just to encourage people. Yeah, it's okay how you live, it's okay. But as is, he's using scripture, but it's okay. Okay? So you can see his ultimate is to take people to hell. Hallelujah. Alright, but you're not among those who will be deceived because you've heard the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. And you can always talk to Joseph Nsubuga. Hallelujah. After today, after the service, you can get his number. Alright, and then, you know. Hallelujah. Okay, so yeah, I invited him to come just to see where we're at. And yes, after here he's going to meet Pastor Wandera. Yeah, the man who helped him to deliver him out of that stuff, including Erica Mukisasa. Yeah. They were together. All right. Yeah, so he knows Erica, they talk, and yes. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes, hell is real. Hell is what? Hey. Rachel, you have heard of people who go underwater? Obaudira? Yes. That young man in front of you used to go there. You know, it's good that you have, when you have a life, you know, when you just say the things, the people, you know, now, all of you guys are there, you're looking at someone who has been there. Now it's not, you know, Okay? Yes. I told you, tell your brother to pray for Moses Mukisa. Bamutwala, if they haven't yet, what? We're taking him. Okay? Grace of a girl, you know, And he told me that one of the things about those chaps, he told me, these guys are patient. They can work on you. They are patient. They are patient. Okay? Anyway, yeah. Glory be to God. Yes, and I invited Jacob. Okay, give Jacob a big hand clap. Yeah. He was driving and somehow the Lord led him to where I was standing. Waiting for him. Okay? Yasividiaku police. Okay? Yes. And he's here. He has visited us also. Apparently, LAT is his second church. I don't know if there's anything like that. Second church, third church. Maybe. Okay? Yes. So you're welcome. All right? You're very welcome. Last Sunday, yes, I told you, and you know that the Lord wants He loves spending time with us. Okay? He loves being with us. He loves fellowshipping with us. All right? When he created Adam, when he made him, he used to come in the garden where he had placed Adam, and they would fellowship together. All right? Even after the fall, God still desired to fellowship with man, to fellowship with people, because God loves people. That was the whole reason why he told Moses and the children of Israel to build him a tabernacle, a dwelling place. And he said, build that tabernacle so that I may dwell with my people. All right? The tabernacle was a tent, all right, if I should say. Okay, and hundreds of years later, he told Solomon, through David, his father, to build him, to build God a temple. Okay, and after Solomon had built the temple, okay, the glory of God, okay, descended, you know, and entered the temple. And that was God. He was coming to dwell with his people. Okay? Hallelujah. That temple was destroyed, and then they built another one after they came back from exile in Babylon. And they built another temple for the same purpose. Okay? God desiring to dwell with his people. Hallelujah. All right? The point being that God wants to spend time with you. God wants to do what? To spend time with you. I hope you understand that. God wants to spend time with you, man. Amen? All right? Okay? When Jesus came, it says that it was God in human form. Okay? The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And we beheld his glory. Okay? When Jesus came, it was God coming to dwell with his people. Alright? And before he left, he said that I'm going to heaven to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may also be. He says that I'll come back and take you to myself and take you to be with me. Where does he want to take you? To be with him. Hallelujah. He wants to be with you here on earth. Okay? And he is coming back to take you. Not for a tour to sightsee, but primarily to be with you. Hallelujah. Kama kwa gala. Okay? God wants to spend time with you. Hallelujah. Amen. So that will be, when he comes back for us, that will be at the rapture. All right? It will be at the rapture. He will come, take us home to be with us. All right? But if you depart, if you leave before the rapture, okay, there are some people who will definitely die before the rapture. Okay? And if they have died in the Lord, they have been walking with him, okay, when they die, they are going straight to where Jesus is to be with him. Hallelujah. All right? We read that scripture in Philippians. Okay? That to die is to be with him. All right? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? Praise his mom is in heaven. All right? Hallelujah. Okay? She heeded Jesus' warnings twice. All right? Yeah. Someone had tricked her into going to Kakande's place, and she had a dream. All right, isn't it? Yeah, she had a dream when God is telling her to run from that place. Then she ended up in another place which she didn't know was a branch of what? Of Kakande. All right? Okay? You know, eh? All right? Okay? Kakande has many branches. Okay? There are those which you don't think are branches, but he's the father, he's the head. Hallelujah. Like Ofanero, it's his branch. You remember that girl, Amina Yesu, those were in Ofanero, rather Zoe. She used to shout, Amina Yesu, you know, eh? Okay. So she was in Zoe when she realized that her Umbonye has gone, eh? Elvis, you know, has become a Satanist. She ran away and went to Ofanero. Okay. Now, while she was there, she had a dream. Okay. And in the dream, she meets Kakande. Okay. And Kakande tells her that you're under me. Like you're under my jurisdiction, you know, eh? My authority. Then she said, no, I'm not under you. You're not my pastor, and I don't go to your church. Okay? You know, then she says that I go to what? Ofanero. Then Kakande told her, if you go to Ofanero, you are under me. You know, eh? And thank God she believed the dream and she took off. The next time I knew, we started a YouTube channel, I think, and I listened to one of the things she was saying, and she was saying that the witch doctors of today, bali mu masuti. That's what she was saying, I wonder why she didn't say the name, you know, People, anyway, maybe that at that level, whether they're not that bold, But you could see she was mad, warning people that, you're there, you think when someone is in a suit and they are talking well, that means that they are of the Lord. She said, Hallelujah. So she ran away. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Where was I going with this? Yes. She ended up in a, you know. Then again, the Lord appeared to her in a dream. Told her, take off from that place. It is the same, you know, it's a branch. Okay? And she fled. Okay? Hallelujah. Amen. The whole week, I was laughing. Because I had lunch. On Sunday, I had lunch with Mr. and Mrs. Kurubia. Okay? I had lunch with them. And Mrs. Kurubia told me that Pastor Senyonga, you know, he's always the one who points out, you know, false what, that she had him say that, Ateka ti waliyo mulala. Ali luba, waliyo mulala inabi wobulimba. Ali lubaga. Alright? Yeah. Yes. So she wasn't sure about what Senyonga was saying, but I think on Sunday she remembered a dream her mother had recently. Her mother had when? Recently. You know the church with a famous church, which is at Rubaga? Okay. So her mother prays that Pastor Saint Fumas Church, the inner man, you know, the inner man. Okay. So the mother had a dream from the blue recently, and in the dream, someone, okay, showed that guy was the church, what? Eruwaga. Not Ranga. I'm very happy with what is happening between Ranga and Kazimba. I'm very happy that there is what? Very happy. Those things are good. The Anglican Church should never get back with those Catholics. You understand? So now they have their things, and I'm very happy, and I wish they stay that way. Honestly, this stupid thing you guys call unity, it is crap. I'm very happy with what has happened. Very happy, very happy. Because you see, those Anglican guys, you know, the top guys, they're misleading their sheep. Because the unity, then they go in each other's church, never serve there, yo. They never say, you know, we are one. Do you know, they're indirectly saying now, you don't have to preach to Catholics. You know, it's okay what they're doing. Papa, wa fefena. By the way, the former Archbishop has ever said it. The last time the Pope was coming to Uganda, he said, yes, even the Pope is also going to visit our site, the Uganda Matter site, because there's a shrine for the Catholics and also for the Protestants, isn't it? And say, he's coming here also to, because Papa, wa fefena. I mean, the thing is deception proper. It's a devil. Hallelujah. So what is happening now is good. So anyway, but I'm not talking about what? Ranga. Because naya aliwa? Urubaga. What are you? Komulala. So someone showed the mother, in the dream that, Laboy. And the person said, however many crusades that person makes, his work will never be accepted. Right? However many crusades he makes, crusade mekaza akola wada akola crusade lukumi, his work will never be accepted. Okay? And the dream ended. That's when she realized, Senyonga was saying the truth. That Kati, what do you know, Mulala, what? But he hasn't just become one now. It happened some time ago. That nonsense of what? Those things he did every day, which never used to end. The revival meetings. They were all nonsense. I hope you knew that. They were all rubbish. All those who celebrities who got saved, they were all being what? Who paid. Do you know what it means to get a celebrity to get saved in your church? Church ejula. Bagamba, ayo, pastor wa amani. Ya jizwe yokurokoka. Oye wa amani. So all the chicks who want guys who sell your pastor again okunsa biloye. Sala zezi kolashi. Yee. And not just one celeb, two, and they're all being paid. Some were being played. They have played their role. Kati baga nyoba sentence awe. Natanko kwe changa, you know. It was all fake, man. Fake what? Fake, 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 fake. Hallelujah. Amen. These things are sad. And it is the last what? It is the last days. Kati umbaga ambie so now, you know. Hallelujah. Amen. So Jesus wants to spend time with us, okay? All right? So when we die, before the rapture, when we die in the Lord, but if God says that someone's work, however many things they do, they will never be accepted, it seems to imply that guys went beyond repentance. You understand? Because if you're sinning, and God's like, your things which you're doing, I'm not interested. You stop sinning first. Okay? Then when you repent, then now God says, now that's good. And now I love what you're doing. But if God says, they will never be accepted, you understand? It means you can never even repent. Do you understand? All right? I remember one time the guy told you, but you didn't believe. The guy told you, I am Illuminati. Do you remember? He told you and you didn't what? Nemutakiriza. Glory be to God. That is the same guy who, was it last year? He gave a truck of cement to worship center. No, not worship center. Worship. It was on Facebook. truck has the meat. And I have to make sure that you're intermediate. PRA, not PRA. Nabawa. So let me danga mukitamuino kumusavila. My former roommate. Where roommates are for a month in fourth term, recess term. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Esther gamba amin. Ne Esther nae amani banabiwole. Aja ukuba wiyayo omulala kati waliyo omulala. Yeah, so anyway, you can talk to Joseph. You can get his number. Mubisela biye mirembe. You can meet and he tells you stories. Mubisela biye dembe. Yeah, biye dembe. Yes. Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5 from verse 21 says, we are continuing we're talking about dwelling with God, how God delights to spend time with you, all right? It says that Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. Hallelujah. Okay, by the way, there's something which we studied years ago here about what those names mean, from Adam up to Noah, okay? And basically, it is a gospel message, okay? And this name is among those names from Adam to Noah, and it means, okay? And now I can actually confirm what it means. Because now, I read the Bible in Hebrew. Glory be to God. Man, but of course now I'm building a vocabulary, but yeah. So now I can confirm that this word actually, this name means, that met means death. Okay, met means death. Then the usela, okay, means to send, all right? Like to send something. And then that name means that when he dies, I will send what? Okay? You can, when you read the Bible and you add the years, all those guys lived and died, okay? The year that kid died, Enoch died, that is when the flood came. That is when God sent a flood to destroy humanity. Apart from eight souls. Alright? Can you imagine? Okay, God, a kid is born and God tells the parents, like Enoch, name him. When he dies, I will send a flood. So you see the kid growing. Every time the kid gets a flu, man. Bunke, Alright? Man, So now you have to be nice to the kid, by the way. You might not spank the child. Kunzo is wokumukuba, they know mumenyasi. Spinal cord, nafa. Azine. Do you understand? And it goes away. When he dies, I will send a what? A flood. And it's true, when the year after he died, the flood of Noah came. All right, so anyway, Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And after Enoch begat Methuselah, Enoch walked with God. Alright, Enoch did what? Walked with God. And we should also walk with God. Okay? And he had sons and daughters. Okay? Verse 24. And Enoch walked with God and he was not, for God took him. Enoch was raptured. Enoch was the first person to be raptured. Alright? And why was he raptured? Okay? He walked with God. Have you heard of a book called The Book of Enoch? It has interesting things there. Okay, but one of the things that you find there is the guy used to spend a lot of time with God. He loved God. Okay, and now Enoch is our example. The people who are going to be raptured are people who are walking with God. People who are walking, people who love God, they spend time with Him. They walk according to His commandments. Alright? Enoch is the example of the caliber of people who are going to be raptured. Okay? I will tell you what I believe, and I believe it's the Bible, that not every mulokole is going to be raptured to escape the wrath of God that will come. Okay? So after the tribulation, okay, we are all going through the tribulation, then there will be the rapture of those who are like Enoch, working with God. And then after that, God is going to pour His wrath, something worse than the tribulation. Okay? So, we should walk with God, people. Even though you know, hallelujah. Let's walk with God. Let's fellowship with God. Because first of all, God has made it easy. Okay? He's so eager to fellowship with us. Hallelujah. Okay? So Enoch did what? Walked with God. Glory be to God. Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 5 to 6, again talking about Enoch, it says that by faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found. Why? Because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Hallelujah. Pleasing God. Amen. Working with God pleases Him. Hallelujah. Okay? How did He please God? By walking with Him. Okay? Then He says that, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, that He exists, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. God rewards. Okay? God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. How did He reward Enoch? Okay? One of the ways which is clear, okay? He rewarded Enoch, who used to walk with Him, by translating him. Okay? That was Enoch's reward. Okay? And in the last days, that is also going to be His reward, one of His rewards for those who are walking with Him. Okay? They will be translated, okay, to be with the Lord in heaven, okay, and at the same time to escape His wrath. Okay? So God is a what? A rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Don't spend all your time watching every video you're sent on WhatsApp. Sometimes I wonder, where do people get all this time to watch these things? 2 minutes. Eh? Uka video ka 2 minutes. Eh? You know, eh? But when you add up all that time, eh, it's too much time. And in addition to the videos, the other things that you're sent to read, where do people get that? For me, I'm amazed. Eh? You know, eh? You read everything on every group you're on. Where do you get that time? You see, you're wasting time. Eh? And one time you might pay for it. Learn to delete stuff before you read them. Of course, not everything. Choose. Eh? But you can't be reading everything. And get off some of those groups you're on. I'm telling you, first of all, you're wasting money. No, God has given you money for your hair. No, you are MTN. For what? For no MTN to help you to waste time. And some of the things you're wasting time on are very evil, man. Lies, what? Get off, you know, for me, by the way, to get me on a group, to put me on any group, family group, you know, family groups are good, okay? All right? But you see now, you see, you are six kids. There's a family group for the six kids. Then there are three girls in the group, rather in the family. Then they also do a separate group for the girls. Nako karimu. Alright? Then one of you is getting what? Married. Then you call a group and the whole family with the cousins, what? To whatever, okujira, like a burger. Just for family alone, the wider family, the extended, family. Then now there's another group for and friends. Then there's the OGs group. The OGs of Namgongo Primary School. Then the OGs now, then you went to, after Namgongo Primary School, you went to Kampala High. Then now there's also a group. Then there's a university group, the year 19, what? Okay? Then one more alumni, the fellowship on campus, our fellowship on campus. Man, all those things for what? Then there's a workplace, what? Then there's a what? Where do you get that time? And why are you wasting that money? Once again, for me, I can tell you the number of groups I'm on. Was it in Gasatu? No? And there's one, I just want to be provided with an opportunity to jump off. You understand? Where do you get that time, man? Enoch, man, the guy walked with God. There is no good day, man. Then on all those groups you watch every video, sometimes I even wonder if some of these guys who keep sending things, they have jobs 8 to 5. So I wonder, do these guys work? But then they are complaining they're not being what? Promoted. But you don't deliver, you always what? Do these guys, believe there's some people who I just want what, to get a dream where they work. But he say, you understand, please don't do it, Hallelujah. Okay, in school we used to say, you are born alone, you'll be sucked, expelled alone. Understand, So the things of eternity, you should take them more seriously. You were born alone. All those stupid cousins, let them not waste your time. We don't cook group, we're sending, now we're never sending, Hallelujah. Okay, mind your eternity more than anything. Anything that has the potential of messing you up, run away. Hallelujah. And, you're in a group of your like OGs, or OBs, okay? Okay, you'll be there, but be a light there. But you're not a light even there. At least evangelize there, you understand? But you're not even doing that. Make it your evangelism what? Yeah, like you're calling that Ojibangeba no, Banogena Mungulu. I'll talk to but you're not even doing that. I don't want, because you want to be liked. Because if I tell them, man, they might think about what you for, you know. Can you imagine such reasoning? Glory be to God. I hope you're not also in groups with Banabi Bobolimba. Banabi what? Bobolimba. Okay, so Enoch walked with God and he was rewarded with translation to heaven. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, some people might, before the rapture, okay, before the rapture, they would obviously not get rewarded like Enoch with a rapture. You understand? Eh? Okay, they will be rewarded with being taken away from the earth very quickly to avoid some bad things which, you know, God is like, this one, I don't want them to go through that stuff. Glory be to God. Okay? And, amen. And see whether Ekulemia, you can pray to be among what? These chaps. Okay? The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 57, verse 1 and 2, it says that the righteous perishes and no man takes it to heart. Merciful men are taken away. Okay? One of the meaning of this is they're taken away by the Lord. They die. Yeah? Merciful men are taken away while no one considers that the righteous is taken away from evil. Alright? Some people die. Righteous people. Okay? Because God is sparing them some evil. Okay? Then in verse 2 it says, he, okay, the righteous was taken away before the rapture. He shall enter into peace. He shall enter into what? He shall enter into what? Peace. Who enter into peace? The righteous man. Hallelujah. Okay? So when someone who's unrighteous, someone who's not born again, someone who has been living a sinful life, when they depart, your prayers, may his soul rest in peace. Mukama alamuze omuchi, omwoyo gwe echisa. All that is rubbish. All that is what? The only people who are resting in peace when they depart, okay, are the righteous, the merciful, those who have been walking with God. Glory be to God. Okay, you remember, by the way, last Sunday, we talked about this, okay? And on Tuesday, someone sent me a dream, which I sent you, okay? How many people saw the word for the week? Okay? You didn't see it. You never see anything from LED. You might be on those groups over. Wasting time on videos. And so someone sent me a dream. Okay? Yes. I was surprised. So now that you know the content of the dream, I was shocked that none of you called me to ask me, man, is it I, you know, all right, is it my father, is it my mother? But I knew that most of you are fearing to ask. Amen? But if I didn't contact you, okay, it's not you. It's not what? It's not you. And by the way, that dream was very good. Teddy, what do you think? You didn't read it. Namugongo Ojis, what? You should read it. Eh? It was a powerful what? Testimony, eh? Okay? Confirming that what we talked about last week was of God. Eh? Okay? Yes, that dream was a good dream. Did you show it to your wife? And did you read it? Yay, you guys. Huh? Joan, these are your people. Down the Muandi Kevin to the Rema word, what God has said, the dream that came for LAT. Okay? There some of you are like, ah, Pastor, leave that utopic because you might also come and ask me what I did. Eh? All right? But please, eh? The words for the week. Like, you should know me by now. I don't write things just to entertain, just to, you know, I don't. Eh? I endeavor to try and make sure that what I'm writing is something God would want you to hear. Hallelujah. Amen? Yes. And you have no excuse. Eh? Okay, because that time you waste on those stupid videos, on those groups, eh? Really, you can read something very edifying. Eh? Something that you can be sure that 90% it's of God. Do you understand? Eh? Hallelujah. Amen? Yes. So, it was a good dream. Eh? You read it. Eh? I should leave that one. Huh? Robin, I'm walking towards you. Okay? Yes. Eh? Of course, I'm very disappointed that you guys didn't, yeah. So when you don't read those things, there's a way in which, if it is going to be talked about on Sunday, we can't be on the same page. Eh? Hallelujah. Let me even leave it. Eh? Because, yeah. Glory be to God. So, yes, he shall enter into peace. They shall rest in their beds. Okay? So someone just dies in their bed. Kale ya food day. Yeba day yeba se. Okay? Tiazuku se. Tiakozeji? Tiazuku se. Tiazuku se. Glory be to God. So there are some people who go like that. They're righteous. They're not, you know? And God is like, this one, I want to spare them from some evil. And they depart. Hallelujah. Okay, now, Psalm 32, verse 6, it says that, for this cause, for this matter, everyone who is godly shall pray to you, O God, in a time when you may be found. Amen? For this matter, for this cause, everyone who's godly shall pray to you. Everyone who's godly shall seek you. Everyone who's godly shall delight in spending time with you. Glory be to God. Okay? When you may be found, okay? There's a time when God will not be found. Say amen. If you're in a Grace Vegas group, you can't say amen to that. Because it will go, why, no, someone tells something about negative about, no. God, love, Alright? But, this is scripture. Okay? For this cause, everyone who's godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. Alright? When Methuselah died, okay, and the rain started coming down, you could pray to God however much you wanted, and he couldn't be found. Okay? If you didn't enter that ark, it was too late. You understand? Eh? This such a time, okay, when God cannot be found. Hallelujah. Alright? Okay? Even before, the rapture, there are things that happen in life. Alright? And if you are not seeking God before that event, however much you pray, You wasted the time either to avert that thing, or to make sure that when it comes, you're able to start. You wasted time, and when that event happens, when it comes, You should just pray to God for other things, but not for that thing. It is too late. Glory be to God. It is too what? Too late. But you're still born again, and God loves you, but you tell you katichino, eh? As in, too late. Nalinku warning, I just want you to come, spend time with me. Spend time praying in the Holy Ghost, because as you're praying in the Holy Ghost, you are praying for things you didn't know. And one of those things was this thing that has come. And now it is too late. Sorry, I told you, I called you to myself to spend time with me, to address something I knew was coming, but you didn't. Do you understand? Okay? So, for this cause, let everyone who's godly, okay, pray to God in a time when they may be what? Found. Before I read the next line there, let me show you Isaiah 55 verse 6. Isaiah 55 verse 6 says, seek the Lord while he may be found. That means there is a time when you seek God. Like I've explained to you, and too late. Too late. Your prayer at that time cannot deliver you from that situation. They cannot avert the situation. Too late. Okay? But God still loves you. He still desires the best for you. But for this thing, too late. Too what? Too late. Call upon him while he is near. This is a time when God, concerning that thing, he's very far, like he can't do nothing. Glory be to God. That is why we shouldn't waste time. Okay? Okay? We should really endeavor to spend time with God. Okay? In prayer, in fellowship, in the word, in praise and worship. Glory be to God. Amen? There was a time, I think it was like 7 years ago. Yeah, for like a month, I was led and I got the grace to pray like 5 hours in tongues. 5 hours in tongues. You know, it was a special grace. And somehow you just, it wasn't 5 hours. I think it was four or five. I would go, lock myself in a room at home, okay? And Mara, Siva, Yopaka. Get you? All right? Yes. I say, Usilekira Okogera. Right, what you know, Then, so one time I was asking the Lord, why, this praying, this. Then I had a dream, that time. And the dream was saying that these many hours you're spending in prayer are shunning off the evil forces which are meant to destroy you. Full stop. Now, there was nothing wrong in my life at that time, I just had the time, and I'm just praying for what I don't know, but praying in the Holy Ghost. And then God says, is the sour zo malango sour? Which are being, like repelled, okay? Which, were meant to destroy you. Glory be to God. Okay, so just imagine you didn't heed, that action to spend time with God. Like I'm telling you, you should spend time with God. Get off those stupid groups. Amen? Now, you didn't heed that. Alright, then, on day about what? Okay, those evil forces which have been plotting unleash the bombs. You understand? These many hours were supposed to take care of that. You didn't, towards it somewhere, you didn't put in those hours. When that situation, Gaza says, oh, command, that's when we're throwing the bombs. It's too late. Too late. Glory be to God. Amen? Okay? Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. So let us go back to Psalm 32. It says, for this cause, everyone who's godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. Surely in a flood of great waters, they shall not come near him. Hallelujah. Why won't they come near that person? Because in a time when God could be found, they were praying to him. They were fellowshipping with him. They were spending time with him. They were repelling the evil forces, okay, that had been planned to destroy them. Are you listening to me? Amen? Glory be to God. Okay, then it says in verse 7, you are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. You are my what? You're my hiding place. I remembered it. Years ago, I was in KPC, which is now Watoto Church. And, you know, we had home cells. Eh? You know home cells? Yeah, so my home cell was in Tinda, Bukoto, eh? Somewhere this side, actually. And, so one Wednesday, you know, we're at home cell. Then the home cell ends, eh? Okay? It's time to go home. It's like 8:30 p.m. And then, you know, you're just there, you know, as people say their byes, you know. And then you just say, Ramande Shika, you know, just, you know, eh? From the blue, eh? Just, you know. Then, one of the girls, okay, I forget her name. I don't think even I remember who it was. But she asked me, do you know what you have just said? I said, no, I just, whatever, in town. Then she says, I am an Alu, huh? You know, which was an Alu, you know, from West Nile. And she says, then she repeated the words that said, for me, of course, I couldn't repeat them because I just was speaking in tongues. So I don't know what I said. I don't know where I said Ramande or Shikala. You know, I don't know what I said. So she repeated the words. Okay. And she said that those words in our language, they mean, you are my hiding place. I'll never forget that experience. Eh? Okay. She said those words mean, you are my hiding place. Okay. So the question is, why was I speaking in tongues that you're my hiding place? I don't know. Maybe, you know, the Holy Ghost had, you know, seen danger, and it causes me to pray, to speak in tongues. Okay? You're my hiding place. And then when you say that, so he provides the hiding place, okay? The protection. For what? For, I don't know. You understand? Eh? Or it could have been just a song. My spirit just said a song, you know? You understand? Eh? You're my hiding place. Okay, but why hiding place? Why I love, you know, eh? And God at that moment put someone there who could interpret, who said that is in Alu, my language. Okay? It's very probable that there was some danger ahead. Okay? And the Holy Ghost needed me to pray a prayer of protection. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's unfortunate that we can no longer pray on Thursday. Yeah, it's really bad. Eh? Yeah, but, okay? Amen? You can't depend on your church for prayer. You know, pray yourself. Seek the Lord. Pray to him in a time when he may be what? Found. Glory be to God. So, you're my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. There's a song like that, isn't it? Glory be to God. Amen. Psalms 91, as we end, it says, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He who does what? You know, people, you see them claiming this, you know, this prayer when there's trouble, what? Eh? But they never even dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Sending that thing around on all your groups, that psalm when corona alarms hits the place, sending it, it's good to share it, alright? However, it's better, okay, if you actually do what it says. Do you understand? Just saying, man, for me, my promise is Psalm 91. I'm standing on Psalm 91. You're not, if you're not what? if you're not doing what it says you should do. Glory be to God. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. Okay, remember fortress? Okay. My God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. Okay? Why will He do that? Because you dwell in His secret place. You walk with Him like Enoch did. You pray to Him in a time when He may be found. Glory be to God. Amen. Verse 4, He shall cover you with His feathers. Okay, that's the protection. And under His wings you shall take refuge. Verse 5, You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. Why won't these things touch you? Because you dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Are you listening to me? Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 7. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Hallelujah. The reward of what? The wicked. Okay. Then he says in verse 9, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. Okay. Because you've done that. Okay. Then verse 19, no evil shall befall you. Glory be to God. This is what it means when you say that I'm standing, I'm claiming Psalm 91. Okay, you're listening to me? You have to do what it says, you should do. Dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Okay? Okay, make the Most High your dwelling place. And remembering that He loves to spend time with you. You understand? It pleases Him. Enoch walked with God. And Hebrews 11 said that it pleased God. Because God's desire has always been to dwell with people. Remember, He used to come down to fellowship with Adam in the cool of the day in the garden. He told Moses, build me a tabernacle that I may dwell with my people. Okay, the temples of Solomon, you know, the second temple, the Herod's temple, they were all built so that God may dwell with His people. Okay? So because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He, God, shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. These are demons. The young lion and the serpent, you shall trample underfoot. Then now God says that in verse 14, because he, okay, that person in LAT, that lady, that gentleman in LAT, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I'll answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Seek the Lord. Pray to the Lord while he may be found. While he may be found. Eh? Okay. Hallelujah. For there is a time when it will be impossible to find him. Glory be to God. Okay. And of course, ultimately, you know, the rapture, you know. Okay, he's only coming for those who have been walking with him. All right? And all of us should be among those people who he comes to receive, to take home. Glory be to God. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.